Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, it is 559 on your time. It's a high of 85. Currently, it is 71 at Raytown South.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National First Ladies Day?
Woo, I feel good. Hey, shout out to the First Lady of Trinity Temple, Dr. LaTanya Stevens.
Yeah, love that. We talking more so presidential, but absolutely. Later on, I'm going to ask you.
Michelle Obama.
That's what I was going to ask you. Later on, I'm going to ask you who's your favorite First Lady.
Hands down. No contest. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got free legal advice coming for you at 7:50.
Yesterday, Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we toured the Morton Amphitheater. So we going to tell you, give you a little sneak peek of what that looked like. TMG goes down at your 23s. George Lopez, he says Secret Service popped up at his house. We'll talk about why during the morning gossip.
Oh, boy. Yeah, give me some of them fajitas that you was talking about last week. Extra, let's do chicken for me. Because it is. Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Go broad when you can. Go deep when you must. The big picture matters, and so do the details. Challenge yourself to be comfortable and conversant with both. Embrace opportunities to explore territories where you've never been before. Do some of that exploration on the ground, navigating through and getting a feel for the particulars. You cannot know everything about everything, yet you can become skilled at knowing what you must learn about what you don't know. Every day, every situation, every dilemma offers opportunities to gain useful knowledge. Seize upon those opportunities with a balanced approach, well informed by your life experience. You're highly capable of both expanding what you do and improving how you do it. Jump at every chance to exercise those capabilities. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:23 on your time, high of 83. Currently, it is 68 in Independence. Congratulations to the San Antonio Spurs as they won the Western Conference Championship over the weekend.
Look at the emotion from Wimby. Unbelievable. This is what you want to see. A young team growing up on the biggest stage.
Well, you know me being the emotional Leo I am. I enjoy seeing Wimby get emotional like that. Man is from France. He had to accomplish a lot coming over to the United States. Mm-hmm. And so when you work hard at something, when you constantly are busting your ass to try to accomplish something, dog, that emotion gonna come out whenever you do that. Yeah. People that ain't never accomplished nothing great, those are the ones and the haters that are talking about him.
Well, yeah, the table is now set. So San Antonio will take on the New York Knicks.
Yes, sir.
First game. Game one is going down tomorrow at 7:30 p.m.
It's hot, son.
Whose money Who's your money on?
Jalen Brunson and the New York Knickerbockers. They gonna get it done, D.
Yeah, watch that. Watch that.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta watch game one. I gotta
you
see.
You gotta watch game. Nah, you gotta come
real,
out with
just,
it before.
I need to see who really won it. That's who I'm gonna go for. It's like, okay, Wimby, I got you. Or it's like, all right, Jalen, you got that dog in you. I don't know. Neither one. I really don't care about either one of these teams. I'm being buck and a bean with you.
Wow.
Other news, Soulja Boy, he said he's working on himself and he's trying his hardest to kick the cup.
I stopped drinking lean for like a year. Then sometimes I just be relaxing like every like a week to go by or something. It ain't even bored. Like I'ma say the truth. I be like overstimulated. Like when I be feeling overstimulated, I be having to pull up, bro. And when I pull up, bro, I just be in my feelings, bro. I'm like, damn. I used to pull up, all my feelings will go away.
Oh, man, he's being very, very vulnerable right there. I feel like he's being very honest, and we should take him serious and see if he can get some help. Because I think a million other young guys are going through that, too. And that lean addiction, it is something serious, and it is bad.
Yeah, especially when he said his feelings go numb. I mean, right. it's... Everyone has their vices, whether it is eating sweets, whether it's smoking, whether it's drinking, whether it's something that, you know, you might feel like you lean on too much at times where you feel like you can't control yourself.
Right.
And that's the moments to me. That's when you should take a look and say, you know what, let me reevaluate the fact that I do this a little bit too much when I'm feeling down.
Right. I hope Soulja Boy continues to talk about that in public, too. So somebody, some angel on earth can offer him some help or give him something that can change that. So I salute him for talking like
mm-hmm.
that.
Big love to him. And hopefully he's able to kick that cup for real, for real.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gym.
Now, yesterday, B, we got a quick chance to stop by the Morton Amphitheater in North KC off of 635, I believe. What was your first take on it?
Because
you got a chance to actually get an exclusive look at it like weeks or months ago during the Hard Hat Tour, right?
It was like during February where I got to experience the actual skeleton of the venue. And there was an interesting part in the back where before the artists come on stage, like they have a whole section to themselves in the back room. And it's like a little outdoor situation where they can bring their family.
Oh, that's cute.
They can bring
like a little outdoor green room.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They got a little bonfire or whatever. So that's a really cool part. Like they tailored this. This is built by Live Nation. And they tailored it actually to the artists. So they actually got a lot of feedback or whatever from artists that's on the road. Because Live Nation, you know, they've been... you know, in charge of shows for a number of years now.
They've been pushing out some big shows for years now.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it's tailored, and everybody's going to have a good experience there, man. I can just imagine. I'm looking for a nice R&B concert out there with some good weather or whatever.
Well, you know Akon and Neo will be there, and that's why I threw Neo. Neo's R&B. We gonna act like Neo's not R&B.
He is, but he towards the end of his run, he started to boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yeah, that's where that money resides.
You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like
the night.
Right. You know, shout out to our cousins that love
shout
that.
Shout out to the top 40.
That ain't what I was thinking. I was thinking a little more like a Gap Band is a little old, but like
yeah, okay,
Mint Condition or something like that out there, or you know,
you would have preferred Boyz II Men and Toni Braxton to be there,
yeah, or you know, Starlight is really
of course,
I love Starlight, but we talking about you know Morton or whatever, you know, I would love to see one of those acts out there.
Yeah, excited to see that, and if you like to have a good drink, they got plenty of bars. I'm gonna tell you that right now. You go left, it's a bar. You go right,
got lit.
It's another bar. Oh please. Mr. Platinum.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
It will take more than 1,000 officers to cover Kansas City every day during the FIFA World Cup, D. So KCPD, they'll have assistance from other departments out of state and from the eyes in the sky during this global event that's coming to the town. Now, these drones that they have, they're stationed around the city to respond to shootings, robberies, prowlers, and any life-threatening or critical calls within minutes. So this program is called Drones for First Responders. It launched last year. Using a remote control, an officer can get to a crime scene without ever having to leave the office.
Oh, so yikes.
Right. The drones are operated by an officer from KCPD's Real-Time Crime Center. So far, they have responded to over 2,600 calls, including life-threatening or critical calls. KCPD has had several drone docks stationed throughout the city. So those locations are private, of course, for safety.
Interesting.
So during the World Cup, it'll provide assistance for police, ranging from parking issues to medical emergencies and other critical incidents.
Yeah. Which, I mean, yeah.
Right. It's conflicting.
But, I mean, you know, in this world of technology, we use technology so much. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's only so many people, but you can make a lot of robots and drones and all those type of things. So.
And have you heard of the Hawk joints where they scan your license plate and they can just... Mm-mm.
With the drone?
Nah, this is something different. But I'm just speaking on the technology of if you think you're slick...
Look, I be watching SWAT, slicker. So look, I think I know about a lot of technology.
Yeah, okay.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. You can download that to your smartphone and tap into Hustle and Shine in the morning. And shout out to the cousins that's checking us out on the stream live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch. Search Hot 103 Jams. You can check Hustle and Shine out in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And, of course, shout out all to the cousins who's out riding around and getting it. Woo! I know a couple of y'all late this morning. Y'all woke up late. Shout out to our folks on 169 Highway and I-29 from I-435 and Metcalf over on I-45 and State Line over there in Kansas.
Slow down.
Yeah, man, it's jam-packed right there on 435. We know that. And shout out to the cousins at the Grandview Triangle, Bruce R. Watkins, to the Downtown Loop, wherever you are, however you doing it. You're listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning. We appreciate you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout out, Crush.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Gets her excited, y'all.
I be so lit when that beat dropped. Shout out, we're going to start on the Facebook side because the Facebook comments, you know, we are streaming live. So if you want to see up in studio, go to the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. Shout out to Toy. Nicole said, good morning. Kiara Jenkins said, good morning, everyone. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. Henrietta Clark is also sending some love around the town. Hey, Stacy Davis, Jonetta Malone, SK Cuts Off Brand, Coachella Sims, Lisa Clark, Anthony Drone. Appreciate you. Now, the text line, of course, is thumping. We are wishing a happy, heavenly birthday to Grandma Marjorie Reed. Mm. Your family loves you down. That was sent over from Gladys Pearl. Big love to Zion, headed to the Navy, sending you some big love. And, of course, your family says, be careful. Papa D loves you. The Kirkwood and Solomon family. What's going on, Chef Taco?
Yeah.
A good morning to Hustle and Shine in the morning. And Charlotte, big shout out to you. I heard it's somebody's birthday as well. So, yeah, happy birthday, cousin. You enjoy your day. What else we got on this text line? Rich Harris. Hey, what's going on, Coach Rich? Happy Taco Tuesday back to you. Sending some love also to Hannah. Ran into you recently over the weekend. Appreciate you always tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning as well.
Shout out to Mary Davenport. She loves Walker, Texas Ranger. And she got on my head. Remember we had that conversation about that?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. That was a classic. You tripping.
And, of course, Stacey Williams. Love and appreciate you as always.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 on your time. It's a high of 85. Currently, it is 71 at Unity Village. Rapper Latto recently sat down for an interview after her and 21 Savage welcomed home a baby girl.
My baby was very much planned. I just don't know if I was committed to the plan. But I just was like, wait, this real life, like, am I really ready? I've always had a successful career. I've been with my man for a minute now. Like, she is what put that cherry on top and made me feel fulfilled.
Well, congratulations to Big Latto. What she say on that song, Big Mama? No kids. You got to go ahead and revise that one.
So one kid, yeah. She can just Big Mama, one kid.
Yeah.
Nice little revision.
Congratulations to her and 21 Savage. Other news, comedian George Lopez, he sat down with Shaquille O'Neal and spoke about a joke that almost landed him in jail.
Allegedly, Iran had offered an $80 million bounty on President Trump. And I put in there, we'll do it for half. And I had the Secret Service come to my house. Imagine.
You got to be careful. You can't make jokes against any sitting president that's not going to be met with like full force. You know,
we'll do it. And I put in there, we'll do it for half.
Bro, why did he yell it like that?
And I put in there, we'll do it for half.
Because he meant that.
Clearly.
We'll do it for half.
Yeah, and he said Secret Service, they showed up, and he was also warned that he could face up to 10 years in federal prison if another joke like that was made on his behalf. So,
and they not playing either. Like,
so I don't think he said anything else about that.
He's a good man, Savannah. A good man.
Yikes.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.
Shout out to our cousins that play for Kansas City's premier football team, premier women's football team, the Kansas City Glory. And they're on the winning streak. But they need a little help, cousins, to get to their next goal. So the Kansas City Glory is headed to the playoffs in the Women's National Football Conference, Western Conference playoffs.
Ooh, ooh.
And it starts in Utah this week. But it is not cheap. And that's why they're asking for assistance to make it there, y'all. So the team needs about 25 racks to get all of their players, coaches, and staff to Salt Lake City. So far, they raised about $8,000. So the team takes the field for its first playoff game coming up on June 5th. They got a couple of days, about 3 days. So you can make a donation at their website, KansasCityGlory.com. They need your help, y'all.
Yeah,
so
please support them. We've had them on the show a couple times, and we got to get them back, too.
Coach Kiki, I see you out there doing your thing. You know what I'm saying?
They be getting into it.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us?
Today we are going to be talking about what to do if you get pulled over and you have been drinking. I'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Let's throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, what's good?
Shout out to all of my Topeka listeners. Today we are going to be talking about what to do if you've been drinking and you get pulled over. The first thing that you want to do is not panic, okay? So a lot of people, they panic when they see the lights behind them and then they speed off. You do not want to do that, all right? So if you don't feel comfortable pulling over where you're stopped right there, make sure you put on your flashers. And this is an indicator that you are wanting to pull over. The second thing, after you pull over, do not run from the cops. You do not have to consent to a search of your car, and you do not have to answer any questions. Now, there may be consequences, but if they're asking you, have you been drinking? You can do two things. Well, am I under arrest? Do I need to call my attorney? That's going to be really important because anything that you say during that interview is going to be used against you. Now, if you refuse to take a blood, breath, or alcohol test, then you are going to have your license revoked for a year. They need to read you informed consent, but if you do not consent to taking one of those tests, then you could get your license revoked for a year, so that's super important. If you take a breath test and you're over the limit, then you'll get your license suspended for the first time 30 days. And so it's super important that you contact a lawyer immediately. You actually have the right to contact a lawyer during that stop and talk to them for 15 minutes. This is a really complicated and scary thing. I've been getting these questions a lot this week. And so you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Today is Tuesday. We're going to have Faith Justice Victory on KPRT at 11:30. I've got a special guest, Audia Granberry, who's going to be talking to us about her interactive cookbooks. And also today it's summertime, so make sure you find a child and you pour into them because our children need it now more than ever. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 Day.
I was at the Miss Juneteenth pageant on 18th and Vine on Sunday. And it was my first opportunity to explore the pedestrian walkway that we now have on Vine. It looks beautiful. It looks wonderful. But there are several things that we need to discuss. Kemet Coleman, well-known guy around the town, well-known creator. Of course, he's one of the owners of Vine Street Brewery. And look, I'm gonna just go off the scale a little bit, and I want to read exactly what he said about 18th and Vine, because D, I feel like it just hit home on so many levels, and we all need to hear it. This is from the office of Kemet Coleman. Now that the confetti has been swept away, I'll say this. 18th and Vine is nowhere near a place where we should be celebrating like the work is done. The Vine has not been revived. It has survived. What we've recently reached is a milestone that should have happened years ago. The new streetscape, public investment, and infrastructure work matter. I'm glad to see them, but infrastructure is not the same thing as vitality. A pedestrian plaza is not a good neighborhood. Not pavement. Pavement is not culture. Construction projects do not automatically create thriving businesses. It makes it personal. 2025 almost killed his business, which is Vine Street Brewing. Construction reduced access, declining foot traffic in a district that often felt desolate, made survival hard. We were not alone. A lot of businesses, artists, institutions been carrying that same weight. Ultimately, 18th Street became a lifeless relic and cultural ruin. Yeah. If it weren't for major anchors like the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, Jazz, the Zuby Arts, 18th Street would be in cardiac arrest. Mm. So no, we have not arrived. What we now have is a foundation. I love all of this. The real question is, what happens next? Can local businesses thrive here? Can musicians build careers here? Yeah. Can artists find real opportunities? Can residents build wealth? Can people come to the Jazz District on a random Tuesday and not just when there's a festival? Mm. That's what will tell us if the neighborhood is truly alive. For decades, KC has talked about what 18th and Vine could become. The concrete is finally starting to catch up with the vision. Projects like the Boone Theater are great signs. Now comes the harder part, building the energy, opportunity, and ecosystem that turns infrastructure into destination. The Vine has survived. Now the question whether is the city is finally serious enough to pivot its identity away from fountains and billionaire-owned sports teams to the cultural aspects of the neighborhood it tells the world to be proud of.
Well, you in line when you said you was gonna read it all, huh?
Yeah, because I felt like we all needed to hear that. It is just a start. That's not this. What we have at 18th and Vine now should not be the end of our vision and what we
Which
want.
Which is why it's phase one of the entire project. But absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Excited to see where it grows. But you know what they always say, you build it and people are gonna come. So excited to see more people go down to Vine and, you know, enjoy those local businesses.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 85. Currently, it's 72 at Lincoln Prep. Unc over here being cringy, y'all, on this stream. Today is also National First Lady Day. We've been talking about, at least off air, we've been talking about people's first, their favorite first lady in the White House.
That off air hustle.
Now, Kiki Palmer asked former First Lady Michelle Obama how she felt about the moment where Viola Davis portrayed her in the 2022 Showtime series, The First Lady.
That movie with Viola Davis, when she was portraying you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't watch that. That's the one thing I can't do.
Okay. Okay, love Viola. Do.
And so, I love to get Viola.
So there has been a meme been going around since literally 2022 on the way Viola Davis was wording and moving her mouth, just the whole vibe. And it was a little bit like, why are you talking like that?
What are you doing?
It just seemed like they over-exaggerated Michelle Obama speaks. And it's good to know that she couldn't watch it, because I couldn't watch it either. I saw that meme and I was like, I don't want to see this. Yeah. I'm going to be laughing. I'm like, is this a, like, I don't know.
I couldn't have been on set, like...
You would have been weak.
Oh.
Duh.
Boy, I don't know what I would have did. They would cut.
Get this guy off
get
of here.
Get him out of set.
Come off the set. Bye, buddy.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those clever, adaptable, and savvy Geminis. A happy birthday to political activist, social critic, and philosopher Cornel West. Sending over a big happy birthday to comedian, actor, and singer who had his own talk show and who has hosted several game shows. Happy birthday to Wayne Brady. Sending over birthday love to actor and comedian, happy birthday Beetlejuice. Happy birthday to R&B and pop singer, songwriter. Happy birthday to Sybil. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to R&B and soul singer-songwriter who has that nice little raspy edge to her voice. You've heard our hit song, Complicated. Happy birthday, Lila James.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Keisha Krim, Tyra Denise, and Tawana Richardson. Plus, sending birthday love to Nicole Webb and everybody else born on June 2nd. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Drake.
I said good morning to you.
What you got going on today?
I work with it.
He do not feel like it. Is your check engine light on, dog?
Nah, don't wish that on.
Okay. No. Right. We just trying to.
He said chill.
Nah, we trying to get that car maintenance together. That's all, you know. All
right, cousin. We got a shot to hook you up with 2 tickets to tacos and tequila, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready for that?
Let's see.
You found out when you turned to my baby. I showed them other brothers how to treat a lady. I let you drive when I ride that Mercedes. And I ain't tripping or acting shady. Cause baby, you know.
I ain't never had nobody show you how to treat a jury. Show me in a special way. I feel you. You know me. We didn't always be together. Baby, that's what you told me.
And I believe it. I ain't never had nobody do me like you. Hey!
Hey, y'all killed it, both of y'all. Okay.
I needed that follow up. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he got you on the back end for sure. Look, you get those 2 tickets, you can take them with you to tacos at the queue.
The family for sure. Family.
Safe answer. Safe answer.
All right, fam. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show get you hooked up, man.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.